Hi, this is Johannes from the Visual Studio Online Monaco team, and in this video I would like to show you how Monaco and TypeScript work together. I will start by uploading a zip file using drag and drop. Once it's uploaded, you can right-click and say Extract All. Notice how the Explorer has updated. I will now start by installing and running the TypeScript command line compiler. That is very easy because TypeScript is open source and hosted on npm. Simply use the npm install command. In preparation to this video, I've already done this, so I can go ahead and use it directly. The application I'm compiling here is targeting Node.js, so we have to tell TypeScript that it should emit JavaScript code that sticks to the common JS module specification. We do that using the module flag. As it seems, there's compile errors with this application, so let's go in and fix them. The easiest is to control click on these error links. That will bring me into the editor, showing the source code and showing these errors. So as it seems, there's a variable user that I'm not using correctly. So let me learn more about the getUser function. I can hover over it to show the doc comment and also to see the signature of this function. If I need more information, I can do a right click and either go to the definition of this function or can peek into it. Peeking opens an in-editor experience which shows me the full implementation of this function. That should give me enough confidence to learn how to use this function and to fix my compile errors. Now let's see if there's more usages of this function that are not correct. I can do find all references for this and then go through the list of references. But as it seems, we only use it in app.ts and define this function in db.ts. So we are fine. Let's go back to the console and compile the application. There are no more compile errors, which is good. Also note that the command line compiler was only invoked with the app.ts file. But still, it also transpiled db.ts into db.js. This is because app.ts references the db file using the require statement. If you mistype them, Monaco will tell you. The same is true for /references. If you mistype them, you will get an error annotation. The last thing I would like to show you is how we can configure TypeScript. Open the menu and say Open Settings. Then scroll down to the TypeScript section and notice there's a list of lint rules you can configure. I will open app.ts to the side and change the rule unused variables to be an error. Notice how the right-hand side editor is updated with an error annotation. As it seems, there's a variable that I'm not using, so it's safe to remove it. With this, I would like to finish this video and thank you for your attention. I encourage you to try out Monaco on Azure, and if you do so, please provide feedback. Might be a smiley face or a frowny face. Thank you a lot.